Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, I have never heard of this before, but I looked up the website and they look gorgeous. They are in the middle of nowhere. So if you can imagine a field or a meadow or just somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and in the middle of it, right there, you put a little cabin, a little self-sufficient cabin. And you go there and you rent the cabin to go on a little weekend or a little holiday. They're called slow cabins. And there's a few of them around the country. Lisa Regan joins me. Lisa, what exactly is, because they look gorgeous, what is a slow cabin? Good morning.
Good morning. You've really set the scene there, haven't you? It's beautiful. I don't know, is it because the weather is so nice this week? It's all just so evocative, all this language. But they're just this beautiful, stylish cabin that has been dropped into Ireland, launched just there on August 1st. And obviously, it's been a long time in the making, but the sites in which they are have been carefully selected by the team at Slow Cabins Ireland to ensure that they are dropped into places of just like idyllic tranquility. So when people go to travel to these cabins, they are literally so encouraged to switch off naturally. And it's really all about just switching off and tuning into yourself and the company that you're in. Mm. And really, the first location that has been selected is just so beautiful. It's coastal. It's beside a lot of forestry. And it really is in a meadow, the first location. So it's idyllic.
You don't give the location until a person actually books it.
No, because we've just so much choice in the world now, and we kind of know everything that we're doing ahead of where we go, especially with travel and planning. You know, we plan our route there, how we're going to get to the airport, then what we do from there, you know, whether it's getting a bus or taxi or whatever. So with slow cabins, the idea is that you decide you're going. And then after that, then it's like, okay, but where are we going? And the decision is taken away from you. You've decided that you're going to take this two night out. And then obviously the information is given to you then before you travel, probably about 10 days before you travel. So you know where you're going. But the actual logistics of that is taken away from you because we just know the location. So it's a really good way, and it makes people really relax straight away. It's like you're on holidays as soon as you get into the car.
Right. Now, what, they're self-sufficient. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. So they're powered by solar, and you are given basically the water for you're given an allotted amount of water for your thing, which is plenty over the two nights, but that's from rainwater. So we're not going off the grid. You have a lovely hot shower and everything like that, and you have a gas cooker, you have a fridge, and you have a fire pit outside which you can cook all your barbecue, or if you want to do something like that as well too. But the idea is to use the energy of the cabin and the water in a very conscientious way. So you are going to be going in your head, well, am I going to charge my phone here so that I can be scrolling on my phone, or am I going to keep that power so that I can have a cup of tea maybe later on in the evening?
Right.
So it's good. It gets you
so
really
there,
thinking.
There is electricity in them, solar powered electricity.
Oh, there is. Yeah, right. Absolutely. But it's just that it just makes you think more. And when you get there as well too, it's like, do you want just 2 days off and a break from your phone and your laptop and everything like that, and not to be watching TV and stuff and just playing cards and having the chats?
Yeah. And are they for two, or can you get a bigger one?
Yeah. You can. At the moment, we have the ones that are for two, beautiful inside. So they sleep two, very, very spacious for two people. You have plenty of room to move around. And then, of course, obviously, we bring the outside in. So there's beautiful glass panels within the cabin. So you kind of feel like you're almost sleeping outside, but you're in a very kind of stylish Scandinavian style designed interior, white linen sheets and everything like that. So it's a lovely experience. Mm. It's not that, like, you know, you're gone into the wilds, but you feel like you are, but it's in a, I suppose, a kind of glamorous enough style way.
Yeah, I mean, look, the weather won't always be like this, and the nights won't always be as warm as this. So if the weather should turn nasty on you, are you protected?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, it's built out of like a Japanese wood, and they're totally insulated and everything like that. So it's really warm. It's really cozy as well in the winter. But at the moment, obviously, we're having fabulous weather. But either way, you're protected from the elements. If it was a rainy day, you'd be looking out in it and you'd be feeling all cozy. And on days like today, when we're having fabulous weather, you just feel like you're out in it. So it's prepared for all elements.
So it's completely unspoiled. So, I mean, if I was to sort of book in now, say, for the weekend or maybe the next weekend, you'd tell me, what do? You tell me where to go. You don't give me the exact location until I'm close.
Oh, we do.
Is it?
Oh, no, we absolutely do. So once you've booked, once you've confirmed and you've booked and everything like that, you get a really, really good like kind of FAQ, you know, because there obviously are going to be loads of questions, and you get all the information that you need, where it's located and everything like that. But we just encourage people not to tell people where they are, to keep it a secret so that other people can have the same experience that people have staying with us. They enjoy their time there, you know, because we overshare, you know, everything is online, you know, everything has to go up there. So it's really nice. So if you can go this weekend and even just say some of your pals or someone that you know, then in 2 weeks' time goes and be like, how did you get on the trip down in Slow Cabins? And you just kind of have a knowing wink with each other. You don't need to give it all away, but just say that you had a really good time and you had a total switch off. And it's nice as well too, people not knowing your business, isn't it?
Where is it? Oh, you'll have to find out for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of power, isn't it, back and not be like, well, wait till I tell you. And it's nice. So that's it's just a good way to switch off, have the digital detox, and also just spend time with the person or the people that you're with and just give them your energy for the 2 days and the two nights rather than the whole world.
And about how many of them have you got now in various locations?
Yeah, so at the moment, the first launch is there's four at the moment, and in the new year, there'll be additional four in an alternative location in Ireland as well too. So with the view to have hopefully about four different sites and locations by the end of probably 2024. So it'll give people a massive opportunity throughout the country to travel with ease about two and a half hours from their home.
And yeah, and I suppose I probably shouldn't even ask, but I'd ask anyway. Any secret Cork location being considered? Don't tell me where, but are you looking at Cork?
Oh my God, of course we're looking at Cork. What a beautiful county. They know exactly that the goods that are down there. But it would really tie in so beautifully with Cork, you know. Right. But yeah, definitely. But sneaky, but we'll give you the heads up if it's moving in that direction.
All right, okay. It sounds like great fun and a wonderful way to just check out for a couple of nights. That's Lisa Regan. Slow Cabins, just Google it and it'll come up. They have a very impressive website. They look so good, so cool, so comfortable. Middle of nowhere.
Cork's 96 FM.